You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa near Lansing will stay closed through Memorial Day weekend. The Iowa DOT said that movement was detected with one of the bridge's piers earlier this week, prompting the closure. There's no estimated time for when the bridge will reopen, according to DOT officials. Last year, the bridge was closed for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. A new bridge is under construction and expected to open in 2027. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. Memorial Day weekend is upon us, which means that state and county parks will be busier than usual. With more information, here's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding us to plan ahead if you intend to visit a state park this Memorial Day weekend. Here's the thing. You may encounter some long lines to get in, limited parking availability, and larger crowds than usual. The DNR asks us to be patient and courteous with staff and with other people enjoying the parks.
You can find more information about state parks on the Wisconsin DNR website. The DNR is reminding ATV and UTV riders to wear helmets, seatbelts, and follow traffic and route rules this Memorial Day weekend. Last year, 40 people died in ATV or UTV crashes in Wisconsin, most of them with the rider not wearing a helmet. In addition, 150 ATV or UTV crashes happened on roadways in the state last year. The DNR says to follow traffic laws, don't drink or do drugs before or during a ride, and let someone know where you're going and when you'll return. You can find more ATV and UTV information on the DNR website. We're a week away from June, which means it's almost time for June Dairy Month. In Monroe County, the June Dairy Breakfast will be held at Chapman Farms near Toma from 7 until 11 a.m. on June 7th. The farm, which began operating in 1888, has over 1,100 cows. In La Crosse County, the Dairy Breakfast will be held at Interstate Fairgrounds in West Salem on June 14th from 6 until 11 a.m. The La Crosse Dairy Breakfast was temporarily canceled due to a lack of volunteers, but organizers said in April the event will now happen next month. A Western Wisconsin manufacturer is planning on laying off dozens of workers. Truvant, a packaging and labeling service, is closing its Prairie du Chien North facility. 74 workers will be affected, according to the Department of Workforce Development. In a letter sent to the state as well as city officials, Truvant cited changing business circumstances for the closure. 44 workers are having their jobs eliminated, while the remaining 30 are transferring to other facilities in the area. The closure is scheduled for July 15th. A federal grant supporting educational training for people working with disabled children has been cut, which is putting a UW lacrosse program in jeopardy. The Adapted Physical Education Program at UWL relies on funding from the grant. UWL officials have reached out to legislators to try and save the funding and are also working on other ways to fund the program. In the meantime, the UWL Alumni and Friends Foundation is accepting donations for the program. You can find more information on UW La Crosse's website. Wisconsin's public funding for its university system is one of the lowest in the nation. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Nearly 800 business officials, business groups, and individuals have signed a letter of support for additional state investment into the universities of Wisconsin. UW President Jay Rothman announced their support ahead of a panel discussion last week. This support comes as Wisconsin drops a spot to rank 44th of the 50 states in public funding for four-year universities.
Governor Evers is proposing over $850 million in additional funding for UW, but Republicans who control the budget creation do not support the idea. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden is calling for the state to get rid of spring elections. Van Orden said on Wisconsin Eye that spring elections, which are held for officially nonpartisan races, should be done each fall instead. Van Orden cited voter fatigue, financial efficiency, and never-ending political campaigns to support his idea. The state's constitution requires spring elections for nonpartisan offices, specifically mentioning judicial elections, which are to be held outside of partisan elections. A new business is coming to the Cooley region. Crumble Cookies is planning to open next month in Onalaska. Crumble's third Western Wisconsin location, along with Eau Claire and Hudson, will be one of the first nationally to feature updated branding and designs for the company. The company is known for its rotating lineup of cookies, as well as an in-store design that allows customers to see cookies being made. Crumble La Crosse is hiring dozens of employees. Anyone interested in working at Crumble can apply on the company's website. Viroqua's hospital is undergoing a name change and rebranding. Vernon Health will be the new name of the hospital, replacing the old moniker Vernon Memorial Healthcare. Vernon Health said its new branding symbolizes unity, care, diversity, and warmth. The hospital, which began operations in 1951, will hold a family fun night on September 3rd in Viroqua to celebrate the name change. The new name and logo is the result of a 2-year collaborative process between the hospital and the community. Name, image, and likeness rules are now in effect for Wisconsin high school student-athletes with the publication of the WIAA Bulletin. At the WIAA's annual meeting in April, school administrators across the state overwhelmingly voted to approve NIL.
We have the results from Amendment Number 5, the NIL. Supporting the motion, 293. Denying the motion, 108. Motion passes.
The new rule means that student-athletes can have NIL agreements as long as they meet certain conditions.
This provision is not intended to restrict the rights of any students to participate in a name, image, and likeness opportunity, commercial endorsement, providing that there is no school team, school, conference, or WI affiliation.
Students also can't appear in school athletic uniforms, endorse adult-oriented categories such as gambling or alcohol, or be paid for athletic performance. The rules also greatly restrict who can contribute to NIL deals and specifically ban recruiting. Other rules that go into effect with this week's publication of the WIAA Bulletin include expanded summer coaching contact, a sportsmanship course requirement for fans ejected from high school games, and a change to the game limit for freshman-only teams. You can review all of the changes to the WIAA's constitution at WIAAWI.org. The unofficial start to summer will be comfortable, sunny, and dry. Highs each day through Memorial Day will top out in the upper 60s or low 70s. Mostly sunny skies will dominate the weekend. In addition to sunshine, there won't be much wind to speak of, so fire danger will stay low. Our next chance of rain returns Monday into Tuesday when we could see some light showers. Temperatures will warm up well into the 70s next week with more rain chances as well. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A big night for yelling. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers managed to get a win despite a long rain delay. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-5. Christian Yelich, who was just 2-for-34 in his last at-bats, hit two home runs with four runs batted in to break out of his slump.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. Pretty tough start to the year and been grinding, and, but it's part of the game, you know. And, you know, these guys have been trying to pick me up all year with finding ways to score runs, and nice to see some stuff pay off.
NFL, after a week of team workouts, it's the Packers' annual softball game tonight, started by Brett Favre, then hosted by Donald Driver, and now Jordan Love.
We're excited. My second year, kind of helping run the show. I know last year Donald was a big part of it, and he kind of passed the torch, which was pretty cool. So it's going to be 25th anniversary is pretty special. Obviously, the game's been going on for a long time, so to be able to, you know, take the torch and kind of just carry it and keep it going.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipated massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. Katy Perry has been in the news lately for various reasons. First, she went into space for about 31 seconds, and now the New York Post is reporting that her bra broke and popped open during one of her concerts. Before you run to the Google, you should know that she acted quickly and covered up. An assistant quickly ran out and saved the day, after which Perry said, "Sorry guys, you didn't pay that much." Tickets to a Katy Perry concert range from $50 to $500. Top or no top, I think they paid plenty. And finally, Perry will no longer be waking up in Vegas. She is out at Resorts World Hotel. The singer signed a contract that would pay her up to $900,000 a show, and the deal has been terminated after the hotel and casino actually lost money during the pop star's residency. This was after there was a bidding war for Perry's talents between World Resorts and Caesar's Palace. The Perry residency lasted from 2021 to 2023. George Wendt passed away earlier this week. Most people know him as Norm from Cheers, where he spent 11 seasons and was the only cast member, including Ted Danson, to appear in all 275 episodes. In addition to Cheers, his credits include Fletch, Airplane 2, Outside Providence, and of course, Bob Swirsky, one of the Chicago superfans. Here are a couple fun facts about George Wendt. He got his start in Chicago at Second City, but his first job there was sweeping floors. He's actually the uncle to Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis. Here are some fun Norm lines to remember George went by.
What's shaking, Norm?
All four cheeks and a couple of chins, Coach.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a really nice Memorial Day weekend on the way with plenty of sunshine, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday and Memorial Day. Maybe a few sprinkles later Memorial Day, but overall really nice. Today, sunshine with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.